We left the Lamed Beis on the Aleph in Mishnah. Shnei Achim and Shuim Shtei Achoyos. Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Umeis Echad Mehen, one of them dies, so his wife is the other one's wife's sister. So the Achar, and before he had a chance to do anything, there wasn't anything to do. His wife died. The living one's wife died. Reuven died, Shimon's wife dies, and now Reuven's wife, is no longer an heir to him, because he's allowed to marry his wife's sister as long as the sister's not alive. Still, since she was also to him when she fell, she was Achos Isto, and therefore she remains Ashes Achiv Shaloba Makom Mitzvah. So now she remains also because of Ashes Achiv Shaloba Makom Mitzvah, Harizu Asura Allah Alamis, Hovenesto of Shachas. Since when she fell, she was also, she remains also forever. Gemara. Pshita. B'chora, we had this exact same case before, right? The Mishnah before. Rashi Pshita Hashtu Ma Hosin Gloit Chay Mahay Beis Ola'el. That's Lamed Omen Aleph. Gabi Shlosha Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achoyos. The Echad Nosin Ochris. Two married to sisters and one married to a unrelated person. Umeis Echad Mibali Achoyos. One of the husbands of the sisters died. So now his wife fell before his two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon is married to the sister of Reuven's wife, so he can't be Miyabin. And Levi is married to Stamma woman. So Levi now can be Miyabin, Reuven's wife. Okay, that's what he does. The Konas Nosi Nochris Asishtam. Levi was Miyabin Rachel. Umesa Isto Shoshani. And then Leah died, who was Shimon's wife. So now Shimon is no longer married to the sister of Rachel, who is now Levi's wife through Yibum. The Achakach Meis Nosi Nochris, and then Levi died. So now Leah falls to Shimon, from Levi. But she had been ushered to him already the first time around because of what's it called, Aishas Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah, since she was at that time his wife's sister. Harizu Asura Lo V'Lomish, she remains also to him forever. Mishum Aishas Ach, Hoyel V'Nesor Lo V'Shoach, as the Nefila Rishona. Since when she fell originally, there was no mitzvah of Yibum, so she remains Aishas Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah, that Issa remains forever. Mishum Achos Isha, and when she fell the first time, she was an heir of, she was his wife's sister. Now his wife died, so now she's no longer also because of his wife's sister, but she remains also because of Eishif Tachiv Shalob HaMakom Mitzvah. Afal Gavda, he nefila kamaisa lo idchoya lo v'gamre. The Gemara says, in that case, when she fell the first time, she wasn't pushed away from Yibum completely, right, because it was another brother. So there was Yibum Miskayim through Levi. Still, we say that Lamaisa, since she was ushered to him to begin with, she remains ushered forever. So over here, when she fell, there was no Yibum at all. Koshke, she remains ushered forever. So lo idchiyo legamri, de hakoi nasi nachri, shazoki kol Yibum. When this woman fell to begin with, in the other case, in the case of Lamed Omer Aleph, there, she wasn't pushed away from Yibum. She was able to be nisyabim through Levi. Still, since she was ushered to Shimon, she remains also to Shimon forever. The Kori Ani Bo B'Shas Nefila Yavamo Yavu Aleha. In that case, there was a Yibum Shayach. Still, since it wasn't Shayach with Shimon, she remains also to Shimon. Afilu Hachi Chashvin Lo Gabi Balachosa Ke Eishes Ach Sheish Labonim Litzurei Aleha. She remains like Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Afilu Lachar Mishes Achosa, even after the sister dies. So Kol Shein in our case. Let's see the Gemara again. Pshita. Hashto Mahasam in the case on Lamed, where there were three brothers, and the sister who fell to Yibum, and was ushered to the second brother, because it was his wife's sister, and was Nisyabin to the third brother, to Levi. And then Levi died after what's it called, Shimon's wife died. So even though now she's not ushered to him because of Achos Isha, since Lechatchila when she fell, she was ushered to Shimon because of Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah, she remains with that Ishta forever. Koshke, in our case, where there was no Yibum at all. When Reuven died, right, there's no Inyan of Yibum B'chlal because Shimon is married to the sister. So she was Nidchel Gamre from Yibum. Koshke, now, if his wife dies, she's ushered to him. The other sisters also to him because of Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Right? Umah Hashem Delo Mitchaya Mehay Beis LeGamri. Amris Lo Hachad the Kamidchay Mehay Beis LeGamri LeKoshke. So what do you need this mission for? This mission is Poshet. It's a Kavachomer from the mission before. Gemara says Tama Ha Tama Bereisha. No, this case was said first, even though the Mishnayos are not in this order, but LeChatchila. Right, this Mishnah came first. Tana taught this Mishnah first. That where she's nidcha completely from Yibum, there she remains also forever. The Hachaz Yilahatera, the Sharia. And the other one he thought was Mutter, since she was Shaykh to Yibum, so she never had a Shaykhus to Shimon. She went right away to Levi. So her Isser to Shimon was irrelevant. Now that Shimon's wife dies and Levi died, so now she can be Nisyabin. That's what he thought. That's what the Tana thought. But since the Yibum went directly to Levi, right, so Shimon wasn't in the picture. So it's not that she was Aser to Shimon. She never was Shaykh to Shimon. And then, when she became Mutter to Shimon, she could be Mutter. Right? The Hadar Chazil Isura. Afterwards, he recanted that and said, no, Taki, even in that case, she remains Aser. Since Lamaisa, even though she didn't fall to Shimon, She fell to one of these two brothers. One of them she was also to, one mutter. So that Issa remains forever. The Aidi, the Chaviva Lei Akdama, and when they put the Mishnayos into order, or they wrote them down, one of the two, right? When they compiled them in some way, either the writing or the compilation, and the difference, right? They put the other Mishnah first, because it was a Chiddush. And therefore the Chiddush is more Chaviv, is more precious, to put it first. Mishnah Lozozim Koma, and this Mishnah remained. This Mishnah really was the only one. And the other one he thought was Mutter. Once he was Mechavis, that the other one's also too, he put that one first because it's a Chiddush, and he left this one, even though this one is now obvious, can be inferred from the one before. Rashi. Hocha, de Bishas Nefila Idchayim Mehay Beisha Legamre, de Ein Kane Labalachosa, O Mishosha Nofla Fon of Ein Zikas Yib Molel Miboy. In this case, where there was never Yibum at all, she fell only to the brother who was her sister, right? Her married to her sister. So Kol Shekein, she remains also to him forever. Moses Tanoha Masnisim Dehacha Tana Bereisha. Now, really, this Mishnah was the first one written, and that was what's it called when there was no Chiddush that the other case is also also. The Hach. The Shlosha Achim, the Lo Idcha Mehai Beis LeGamrei, Chazya Mikor LeHetera. Tana held originally that the other case was Mutter, where there were three brothers, and she went directly to Levi, and not to Shimon, so the Isra of Shimon was irrelevant, and therefore never was Chal, and therefore once Shimon's wife dies, and Levi dies, then there could be Yibum. The Sharia, Mishum Hachi Lo Tanya, Hodr Chazya Isur, and afterwards, He had Charata, and he held, no, Maisa, even though she went directly to Levi, but she fell before Shimon and Levi, and the Isser was to Shimon, and therefore she remains Achos Isha, Achos Isha Sachim, Shalom Makom Mitzvah forever. Mikomakom Lididolo, Karina Be Mishot Nefila Yavoma Yavoreh, the Chavivi Le Mishum Dechidishu. And then when they compiled the Mishnayos, so he put the second one first, because the bigger Chiddush, it's a bigger Chiddush, and therefore, since it's a Chiddush, it was more precious. And this Mishnah, which originally was the only Mishnah, remained where it was. Mishnah Rishonah, Shiatira him Mishanishna Zu, Horvahisha Shnui Mitchila Lozozim Koma Laoko Lagamre, and therefore it's not really necessary anymore, this Mishnah. But since it was there, it remained. Okay, right. Tanarabon. Bo Aleha Chayiv Aleha Mishum Eshazach. Now, we're going back to the case of the Mishnah, okay? The Reuven's wife dies. She is Shimon's wife's sister. falls to Shimon, she's an erva to him. So he can't make Yibum, he can't marry her. What if he did? He now lives with her. Made a mistake. Thought there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So he lived with his wife's sister. How many Yisur? And also his brother's wife, Shelo B'makom Mitzvah. Two Yisurim. Wife's sister, brother's wife. Same woman. Tanu Rabbanan. Bo Alecha Chayav Alev Mishum Eishah Toch Mishum Machos Isha. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Yechayav Shtai, both Yisurim are Chal, and you're over two Yisurim. We'll see later on what the Nachtamina is. You're over two Yisurim. Pashas, two Chatos. You have to bring, if you did it B'shogeg, you have to bring two Chatos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Chayav Alev Mishum Eishah Sach Bavad. And Rabbi Shimon says, you only Chayav one. Only Mishum, what's it called, Eishah Sach. But not Achos Ishtar. Only one of these surim takes place. Pashas, because ain't Isser Chal Isser. When you have something Osir, another Isser can't take effect on that thing that's Osir. Where it says, V'hatanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Eino Chayiv, Elam Ishum Achos Ishtar, Bilvat. Reb Shimon said just the opposite. You're only Chayiv one, but you're only Chayiv for sister. Your wife's sister, not for your brother's wife. Right? So where it says, Lokasha. That's no Kasha. There could be two possibilities, and Rav Shimon will hold in one. You chayiv, either way, you only chayiv one, because ain isser chal isser. One isser can't take effect on another isser. Question is, which isser came first? So it depends. Kan shenosa chayiv yachakol nosa meis. The living brother married his wife before the dead brother married his wife. Therefore, which isser first came to him? Achos ishto, right? When Shimon married Rachel, right? Leah was also to him because it's his wife's sister. But it wasn't she wasn't yet married to his brother. So there was no Isser of Eishes Achiv. The Isser, the first Isser that was Chal, was Achos Ishto. And then Shimon, and then what's it called? Reuven married Rachel. Now a new Isser came on him. Now it's not only his wife's sister, Rachel, it's also his brother's wife. But ain isser chal isser. So which isser is he over? Only the wife's sister. Kan shenosa meis v'yaklach nosa chay. The other case is the opposite, where Shimon, where Reuven married Rachel first, before Shimon married Leah. So now Rachel is also to Shimon because it's his brother's wife. Then Shimon married Leah. Now Rachel's also to him also because it's his wife's sister. But ain't Isser Chal Isser. So which Isser is remains? Only the first one, which was, what's it called, his brother's wife. So that's why in one Bryce it says that Reb Shimon holds that you're only over Achos Isha, and the other Bryce says you're only over Eishes Achiv. Depends which one came first. Rashi. Boa Leho, B'chai Ishto. If Lemaisa, he lived with her while his wife was still alive. Right? So now there's two Isurim. Mishum Eishesach, the Harachmana Patra Miyibum. They come all out to Mishiesh Labonim. Wherever there's a brother's wife and there's no mitzvah, so she's also Tim like any brother's wife. Ela Mishum Eishesach, Kidamoki Taimel Kamadim. I'll explain why you're only over one. Pidnosa Meish Viachra Nosachai. Where the dead brother married his wife first, married that sister first, and then the live brother married the other sister, so then she was also Mishum Eishes Achiv before she was also Mishum Achos Ishto. The Isser Eishes Ach Kodim. The Sulo Osi Isser Achos Ishto V'chai Lala. The Kesavrein Isser Chal Isser. Nosachai V'achar Nosameis, but the opposite case, where the living brother married his sister first, his one of the sisters, and then the other brother, so the other sister was also to him Mishum Achos Ishto before she was also Mishum Eishes Achiv. Isser Achos Isha Kodim. The Kodim Shenosa Achiv Hameis Haiso Medesolah B'Isser Achos Isha. Zemara says, Reb Shimon Heichad Nosa Meis, the Achakat Nosa Chai. Now let's go back to the case where the dead brother married his wife first. So there, what's it called, she was also to him Mishum Eishes Achiv. Okay, first. So the Isser of Achos Ishto, when he got married to his wife, the Isser of Achos Isha doesn't take effect. She's only Osir Tim now Mishum Eishes Achiv. And then he died. Given the Isser Achos Isha lo chayil to Shiabim Yevume. So there's only one Isser here. What Isser? Eishes Achiv. and she doesn't have children. And she's not usher to him because it's his wife's sister, because they need Sukha Isser. So why can't she have Yibum? She falls, she's a woman whose only Isser is Eishes Achiv. And Eishes Achiv, where there's no children, is Mutter. Aye, she's also his wife's sister, that Isser wasn't Chal, because they need Sukha Isser. So let him make Yibum. Mar says, Amar Ravashi, Isser Achos Isha Mislis Tali Bekoi. No. It's not, Ein Isser Chal Isser doesn't mean it's not Chal at all. It means that it's hovering there. As long as the first Isser is there, it can't take effect. But as soon as the first Isser goes away, the other one will come. So Mamela, as soon as we, what's it called, will be Matar Eishes Achiv because of Yibum, immediately the Isser of Achos Ishto will take effect. Then there's no more Yibum. So it's there, but it's not there. And therefore it's not Shayach Yibum over here. Because as soon as we'll be Matar the Isser of Eishes Achiv, we're going to immediately come to the Isser of Achos Isha. Because as soon as one goes away, the other one comes. They're both there, except they can't take effect at the same time. So maybe they can't be Yibum over here. Ipaka Isser Eishes Ach, Asi Isser Achos Isha V'chayil. V'hilkach lo paka, v'hilkach lo paka. That's why, there's no Yibum over here, because even though only the Isser of Eishes Achiv take effect, but the other one isn't totally obliterated. It's waiting to take effect if the first one will go away. Mele, if the first one goes away, the second one takes the effect. That's how Rashi looks. Rashi. Mislatoli. The ihavi poke isra eshesach, havi chayel isra achosisha. Because if we'll be matter the isra of eshesach because of Yibum, the other one will immediately take effect. There's a vacuum now. So there's no Isser there, so now the other Isser can be Chal. If the other Isser is Chal, then there's no Yibum. So the Meila wants to call, there can't be Yibum here. To hide lo Chal mi kor mishum time of the Isser Eishes Ach, to have Ikoi Kameh. The only reason the Isser of Achos Isha couldn't take effect is because there's an Isser of Eishes Ach there. And one Isser can't be Chal, another Isser. Hilka choil the Isser Achos Isha muchan va'omeid loch kulala. It's hovering there, it's ready to take effect as soon as the other one will go away. Keturim and Ayibum. Therefore, the Isser of Eishesach didn't go away because Monavsha. If we're going to be matter that, then Achos Isha will be. And if Achos Isha is there, then she's also Mishum Eishesach because not in the Bakal Mitzvah.